Good morning.
Good morning.
Do we have any parish notices to come forth before the congregation this morning?
If I may, Dave, if I may, we had the men's prayer breakfast this morning, and I apologize to the men. I didn't think to carry my cell phone with me. I pretty well kept that with me constantly. And on the way here, I did not have it on the drive this morning to breakfast. And I did get the call that Esten Fortney had passed away. We will miss him so much. You know, words fail. We will miss him so much. But I got to tell you, those of us that got to see him in this, especially this last week, we wouldn't call him back to suffer the way he was suffering, right? So great is his reward, and we will give you the details after the family meets to design the calling hours and the funeral. I also just have one more quick announcement, and that is Nancy Johnson just getting ready to come to church this morning. She receives an emergency a cell phone call that here a dear friend of hers, Janice, down there at the Villages, her neighbor, Florida neighbor, massive brain tumor with a surgery October the 15th. Please pray for Janice and also pray for Sister Nancy. Thank you, Dave.
Thank you.
Yeah, I got a couple little quick announcements here. Number one, back to the phone. We're going to keep that phone number at the parsonage, and we're going to get it transferred out to his house, the new home. So there will be no miscommunications or anything. The trustees, we're working on getting that transferred out there for everybody. So we won't lose that number. We'll always have that number.
Yes.
The other thing is, I don't know if I ever made this announcement or not, but back in May, we did pay off the air conditioning. So I've been told I didn't say that, but I thought I did. So that has been paid off. But we are working on other projects, and I'll have more announcements coming up, hopefully, in about a month. So,
thank you, Brad.
Just want to let you know the golf outing is canceled for today. Unless anybody wants to go out mudding. We're going to give another try in 2 weeks, on October 20th, same time. Make your plans then. Thanks.
Thanks, Kevin. Okay, yes, certainly. There you go.
A couple of things from United Methodist Women. We do have our annual meeting on October the 19th. If anyone's interested in going, we do need to know that today if we can, so that we can get that registration in by Friday. So that is in Ottawa, so it's a little close for us. You know, our district's gotten pretty wide, and so this is a close venue for us. Also, those who are interested in providing desserts for Betty's Springer's 90th birthday party, we still are looking for a few of those. I think Vicki has the list, and if you will give, if you'd like to sign up, please do so. Thank you.
Yes, it's in your bulletin, Village Ministry Center. Next Sunday from 11:30 to 1:30, and then if you are interested in tutoring after school, I know that we have partnered with them and are looking to continue to make that, to help that grow. It's been a positive piece. Any other parish notices? Let us prepare our hearts for morning worship.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Merciful God, when grief threatens to overwhelm us and our mouths know the taste of bitter tears, call us back to the land of the living. When adversaries rejoice over our misfortune and ask us for songs of our former glory, bless us with hope and a sincere faith. When fear fills us with a spirit of cowardice and our courage flees like a deer before its prey, give us a spirit of power and love and of self-discipline, that we may be brought back to life through the grace of the one who abolished death. Amen. Join me in the call to worship. When we feel like sheep without pasture, where can we turn for help?
We look to God for grace.
When our friends cannot comfort us in our distress, where can we turn for solace?
We look to Christ for mercy.
When our adversaries rejoice in our misfortune, where can we turn for the strength to carry on?
We look to the Holy Spirit for peace.
Put your trust in God, our guide and guardian. Let us join together in the opening hymn, the Church's One Foundation, hymn 545.
Thank you.
Let's take this time to greet each other in the passing of the peace.
At this time, we invite the children to come forward for the children's moments. And this is perfect for a World Communion Sunday. Was there a picture too long?
There's two pictures.
Two pictures? One little bit? Two pictures. You know what? I guess I should have gone to the planning session. I did. I saw the one picture.
The one is the fruit.
Oh, okay. All righty. Well, hey Tim, I think she's already talked to you, and she
No,
goes.
I have not.
Oh, she has not. Note to self, attend next planning session, right, Keith? Hey, Tim, if you want to put the first picture up for me, then. What we have here, children, this is World Communion Sunday. Now, understand, children all around planet Earth today are going to be receiving the sacrament of our Lord's supper, the Last Supper, the Holy Communion, the Eucharist, the good gift. Right? How about that? And indeed it is. A gracious gift. Without price, we receive eternal life because Jesus has paid the ultimate price by his death, his sacrifice upon the cross of Calvary. But this is a story that comes to us then. This took place in Africa. Okay, little children in Africa. You ready for this? Let me take a look. Tim, let me take a look at that. Okay, there we have it. All right. Thank you, Laura. Here's the story. An anthropologist, and this is a true story, by the way. This actually happened. An anthropologist proposed a game to the kids in an African tribe. He put a basket full of fruit, and there you see it up in the picture. He put that basket full of fruit near a tree, and he told the children that whoever got there first would win the sweet fruits. What a prize that would be. And when he told them to run, they all took each other's hands and they ran together. Then they sat together enjoying the treats, and we'll go to the next screen. And that's the one I remember. I want you to look at this, okay? You ready? When the anthropologist asked the children why they had run like that, holding hands, rather than one at a time, trying to beat the others to the tree, he asked them why they had run like that when one of them could have gotten to the tree first, right? And could have won all those sweets. You know what they said? In their native tongue, they said, Ubuntu, Ubuntu, how can one of us be happy if all the other ones are sad? And Ubuntu means, translated, I am because we are. To share in that reward. That's what Jesus wants us to do, children. To share in the reward of his victory over sin and even death itself. No longer a threat to us. Why? Once again, Christ paid the price for us by his sacrifice upon the cross of Calvary. And today, all over the world, all denominations unite in World Communion Sunday. Let's us make a circle. How about we make a big circle? Did you see that circle up there? Let's make a circle. All right, and let us give thanks to God for the precious gift of life. Heavenly Father, we form the circle. Thank you for the reward, for the sweet, sweet reward, the victory in Jesus. Thank you for conquering sin, removing that obstacle from our lives, removing the threat of death itself. We don't have to be afraid of anything because Jesus has paid the price. By his sacrifice, we can now know the sweet reward. Life, life abundant, and life eternal. Thank you for your love. In Jesus we pray. Amen. God bless you, children. Now, I've got some treats for you. And Laura, again, thank you for that. That was very, very powerful on this, the World Communion Sunday. All right. Well, I'll tell you what we're going to have to do here. Boy, hey, this is great. Just bear with us. We got a great crowd up here. I'm going to get these two guys first because they're going to be helping me a little bit. Parker and Mason are going to carry the mic. And just go ahead, guys, and grab a couple there. All righty. Now, I'll start down here on the floor first, and then I'm going to make sure I come back here. Everybody gets two. Yeah. Take two out of there. Two of your choice. All righty. Do you all want us to come right on over here? Why don't you just come on over and we'll all pitch in. Just make sure everybody gets two. Yeah. Yeah, let me just put it like that. Come on in here, guys. Come on in here. Come on around. Get you two. I think that's probably the best way we'll just do this. Everybody reach in, get two. Alrighty. Any visitors today? Anybody here for the first time? Any of our little children here for the first time? Well, it's just great to have everybody. Make sure you get two, and then I'll come back here to the pew. Isn't this a great sight to see all these children down here? How about it, huh? Wonderful. Did you get two? Did you get two? You didn't get two. Oh. Make sure you get two. Those are good ones. You picked some winners there. They're all winners, aren't they, buddy? Yeah, they are. Do all right. Go, Jacob. Chloe, I love you. Well, man, I'm telling you, this is the greatest job in the world. Chloe's got a little outfit on, doesn't she? Mom and Daddy. It's just seriously cute. I say amen to that. What do you think, brother? Huh? Make sure you get two. Don't let me shortchange you, because I tell you, I never forget that Sunday. I was kind of rushing, you know. And I missed somebody. I felt bad about that. I don't want that to happen. And besides, some of the finest disciples we have in this church. Because I know, look at all these children. Someone is going to receive a gift from them. And a witness of the love of Christ. Thank you, children. You may return to your pews. And Mason and Parker are going to go to work now. They're going to help with a microphone for us. God bless you, sweetie. Here you go, guys. Team, we've got a team. We've got brothers for a team here. I like team leadership. There's strength in numbers, right? Well, we got some numbers today. This is wonderful to see, Gail. This is a good sight. If you're a visitor, we want to certainly welcome you. There are visitors' cards in the pews there. If you want to take a moment, fill that out when the ushers come by in a little bit. You can just drop that in the plate. If you elect to put your telephone number on there, I'll be sure to fire a call back to you so we can get you better acquainted. We want you to get acquainted. By the way, tonight's the 2030s meet and greet, right? The meet and greet, right, Allison? I know Laura's excited, man. It's going to be out at 6306. Monmouth Road. So, and I got, man, I'm telling you, it's a great road, isn't it, Chris? We got ourselves a fantastic neighborhood out there, so we're sure looking forward to y'all coming out there. We were going to have a bonfire, but it looks like it's going to be a fire in the fireplace. So, but that's tonight. But if you're a visitor this morning, just drop that in the plate, and I will definitely get a call back to you to get you better acquainted. This is the joys and concerns portion of the service. If you have a joy, it could be, for instance, it could be the announcement of a birthday, wedding anniversary, you know, or perhaps a testimony of how the Lord is giving you strength in your journey. You want to lift that up, lift that joy up, just raise your hand. Could be a concern. Maybe there's somebody you love that you want to lift them up in prayer. Same thing. Lift your hand, and we got one right over here, and we got Mason and Parker heading back there.
Yes, Amy had her twins 10 weeks early, so they are doing well. But please continue your prayers for Harper and Aiden. And then a joy is that Brian moved from Albuquerque with his family to Pennsylvania. They're only 10 minutes apart, so Steve and I are blessed to have him close.
Oh, God bless you, Mama. That's just wonderful, wonderful joys there. Twins, right? Awesome. I'm still waiting on the grandkids. Still waiting, yeah.
I'm sure Greg's going to appreciate this, maybe some more in
What's
the
that,
church.
What's that, Mom? What's that?
Hearing about Eston passing, I'm sure Brian was up there with the banana to meet him.
Yeah. I pulled that joke on him yesterday. Yesterday, yes. And he laughed. Yesterday, he laughed about that joke and remembered Brian. And they are in a fellowship right now. Say that again, Fritzy. Brian's birthday was yesterday? Whoa, that is amazing. That's very sacred timing. Indeed it is. Yes, Dave?
Yeah, Gina's still having a lot of problems with her heart rate, and she was in the hospital last weekend, and they scheduled her to go back to Cleveland Tuesday, and they're going to keep her up there for 3 days to see if they can do something without having to do the ablation. They don't want to do the ablation on her heart right now until some of the stuff gets healed from the surgery, so... keep her in your prayers.
Indeed, Dad. We sure will. Your daughter has sure been through a lot. We lift Gina up in our prayers, and I see Gloria back here.
I'd like you to pray for the family of Jeff Evans, who was killed in an accident yesterday.
Indeed, Gloria. Thank you for lifting him up. Any others to be lifted up? Or Joyce. Joyce, or concerns? Any others?
Yes, I have a cousin that she's having laser surgery right now, and so she needs her prayers.
Thank you, Karen, for lifting them up. Thank you. We're alerted to that. Any other needs to which we need alerted or Joyce? Don't want to squelch this. The boy's doing a great job.
The kids wanted me to mention that this week is Grandpa Larry's birthday.
Well, happy birthday, Larry. Come on, raise a cheer. Hey, good for the kids, Larry. Good for them, Grandfather. Did I mention I'm waiting on grandkids? Any other joys or concerns?
Greg.
Yes. Yeah. You. Hey, guys. You want to bring Mike for Vicky here? Thank you, fellas.
I just have a couple of praises. I'd like to thank anybody who worked. Participated, baked pies, cakes, desserts for Convoy Community Days. We thank you for your participation and the community support. Secondly, I don't know if you happened to see the article in the newspaper, but the Pregnancy Life Center walk was a success. Overall, they collected $46,000 from Van Horn County.
$46,000?
$29,000 was the walkers. There were 165 walkers, and they collected $29,000. So you talk about a community support.
Wow.
What a love for the ministry of the
Amen.
Pregnancy Life Center.
Amen.
So we just thank you for all your support and continued support. Thanks.
Raise a cheer. That is just awesome, Vicki. That is tremendous. Wow. Any other joys or concerns? Well, can we show an appreciation for Parker and Mason doing such a fine job? Thank you, brothers. Let us turn to the Lord in silent prayer. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for the faithful witness of your disciples here and all around the world. We give you thanks for the witness that Eston has given. And Lord, we know that he is with you now. And yes, as Fritzy has shared, he has had fellowship with Brian on the shores of heaven. And one day, Lord God, we will be there with you. But until that time, once more, you have work for us to do on this side of heaven. So Lord, we humbly pray, take us, sinners that we are, fallible beings that we are, Lord God, use us as your conduits, bless us, that we may humbly serve as blessings unto others, and we will give you all the praise in Jesus' name. Deepen our faith, O Lord, as we lift up from our hearts and embrace the prayer that Jesus the Christ has invited us to pray with him. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. I invite us to stand and share together this hymn of preparation. Again, this World Communion Sunday. Hymn number 618, Let Us Break Bread Together. Suggested lectionary readings, one of the Bible lessons from the Word of God that comes to us this morning, Luke 17, verses 5 through 10. The apostles said to the Lord, increase our faith. And the Lord replied, if you had faith the size of a mustard seed, you could say to this mulberry tree, be uprooted and planted in the sea, and it would obey you. Who among you would say to your slave who has just come in from plowing or tending sheep in the field, come here at once, take your place at the table? Would you not rather say to them, prepare supper for me, put on your apron, serve me while I eat and drink, and later you may eat and drink? Do you thank the slave for doing what was commanded? So you also, when you have done all that you were ordered to do, say, we are worthless slaves. We have done only that which we ought to have done. May God add the blessing of his Holy Spirit to the reading of God's holy word. Keith, thank you, Linda. Thank you, choir. And by the way, Coach, I did speak with Glenn, and he is going to get back just as soon as he can. And keep him in your prayers, though, because his son Jim had a shoulder injury, and Glenn told me, he says, you know, Greg, between the shoulder injury of my son, who now only has one arm that he can use, and with me, he said it takes two of us to make one man. So you know, Glenn's still got his sense of humor, and certainly. He has his faith, which brings us full circle to the very topic of this, the World Communion Disciple. Disciples all over the world on this World Communion Sunday are lifting up this very gospel. And the apostle said to the Lord, increase our faith. But the Lord replied, if you had faith the size of a mustard seed, you could say to this mulberry tree, be uprooted and planted in the sea, and it would obey you. Adrian Place has authored what he calls his sacred diaries, and in it he shares about buying a book on the topic of faith. And he was told in the book that true disciples should be able to move a mountain by faith. Well, he decided to work on this, and he started out with a paperclip. Adrian put a paperclip on his desk, and he used the power of the mind and the paperclip didn't budge a fraction. So then he shouts in a loud command for the paperclip to move, but it still didn't move. The next day, he tried the same practice. He shouted with a loud command for the paperclip to move, didn't move. He bargained with the Lord. He said, Lord, I'll change my life if you'll just move that paperclip a fraction. It did not move. A couple mornings later, he made one last attempt, Dave. He closes, this is early in the morning, he closes his study door. He shouts with a loud command for the paperclip to move, didn't move a fraction. So then at last, he used the power of the mind, and he started hissing loudly at the paperclip for it to move, and no, it didn't budge an inch. Feeling somewhat of a failure, he now goes despondent to his door. As I said, this is early in the morning. He opens the door, and to his amazement, there is his beloved wife and their son in their night clothes standing there at the threshold of the door. His wife's looking very alarmed, and she said to him, she says, honey, why didn't you tell that old paperclip you were going to straighten him out forevermore if he didn't get his act together? Well, Adrian Place goes on to share, yes, he goes on to share it in his diary that there was an epiphany that followed for him. It was the Lord came in that still small voice and spoke to his heart that this is not about telekinesis. You know, the Matthew text goes beyond a mulberry bush. Remember the Matthew version? That one says, if you have faith of a mustard seed, you can say what? You can say that this mountain be uprooted and planted in the sea, and it would obey. Adrian Place came to an epiphany that that's not about telekinesis. It's about faith in God, partnering with God, and that in that partnership, obstacles in the road of life, obstacles in the path to the kingdom, obstacles that we in and of ourselves can't remove, by trusting in that partnership, that relationship with Christ, those obstacles, even if they're as big as a mountain, they can be at last, by the power of God and faith in God, in partnership with God, they can be uprooted and they could be tossed into the depths of the sea. I'll give you an example of a mountain that loomed before our journey here as children of God. We talked about it Thursday night, didn't we, Fritzy? I'll give you a mountain. The mountain was called racism. In my lifetime, my father and my mother were born and raised in the city of Cincinnati. They were urbanites. I'm the country boy. I just love being out in the country again, man. I'm the country boy, raised just north of Nashville in the hills of Kentucky. Mom and Papa were urbanites, city slickers, I call them, city slickers. But they would tell me painfully of being on the bus, traveling from Cincinnati to cross that bridge to go into Covington, Don. There was the Jim Beam law. No, Jim Crow. Jim Beam, someone's looking at me. So that's another bus, isn't it? That's another bus. Oh, and by the way, taxi! Well, Prince is getting tickled because I had to ask her the other night, didn't I? I had to ask her the other night. Is the wine over here? Okay. I had to ask her the other night what it was called, and I should have written it down because I don't remember the actual law, but Mom and Dad, I saw the effects of it. Jim Crow. Thank you, Tana. Jim Crow. They would be crossing that bridge to Covington, Kentucky. And as horrible as it sounds to us, and as unbelievable, and thank God our children can't believe this. They can't for a second buy this. But when they would be going across that bridge into Covington, black men, women, and children were forced to go to the back of the bus. Now, I didn't know the Jim Crow, the Jim Crow law, but I saw its effects still when I was down in Kentucky. I grew up all around Bowling Green, Kentucky. They had the classic, what we call the quadrangle. Remember the old town square? A lot of times your courthouse was in the middle of the town square. I mean, it was classic down there. And you had all your stores all around that quadrangle. It had a Woolworth's, Five and Dime. I remember the Five and Dime. So children would play on that grassy quadrangle. And I was just a little kid. And came time to go get a drink of water, and Dave, I wasn't nearly as tall then as I am now. And Eston would always laugh. God bless him, wouldn't he? He would always laugh for Greg, even when the jokes were rather lame. But really, I've never been a very tall person, and as a kid, I was extremely short. So I had to climb up these little wooden steps that they had there to get a drink of water. And that was in the courthouse. And I remember an old man shouting at me, "Boy, what do you think you're doing?" And I've shared this story with you many times, but I can't forget it. And we better never forget it. We better never forget this, that this really happened in our land. "Boy, what do you think you're doing? You don't drink from that fountain. Can't you read that sign?" And I could barely read by then. I was only a second grader. Barely could read. And the sign, sure enough, said, "Colored." He said, "Boy, you don't drink from that fountain. There's our fountain." And I swear to you, before the Lord of Heaven, that sign actually said white. White people. White people. That was a mountain that had to be removed, and thank God for the children of faith that yoked with God and marched to move that mountain through a faithful witness. Bogey Dunn was one of them. Our founding dean, Don, came to know Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. because Martin Luther King Jr. was a man of letters. He was a scholar. He was going to become a president of a university. So they knew him as the scholar that he was. And when they found out that Martin was going through all this because of racial discrimination, they joined him in a partnership with God, and they marched. They ended up in jail with Dr. King. And Bogey Dunn yelled up to some preachers who were hiding up on one of the third floor buildings, and they were at the windows looking down. He yelled up at him. He was outspoken, Don. You remember Bogey. Bogey yells up at these ministers. He said, "If you turkeys were doing your job, we wouldn't be coming down here having to do it for you." With faith in God, they marched. And I just want to lift up what Martin said in a speech, the last speech that Reverend Dr. King ever issued. These are his last words. "I've seen the promised land," he said that day. "I may not get there with you." I remember hearing this on television, by the way. They played it back after his death. "I've seen the promised land, and I may not get there with you, but I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get to the promised land. And so I'm happy tonight, and I'm not worried about anything. I'm not fearing any man. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. I have a dream this afternoon that the brotherhood of man will become a reality. With this faith, I will go out and carve a tunnel of hope through a mountain of despair. With this faith, we will be able to achieve this new day when all of God's children, black men and white men, Jews and Gentiles, Protestants and Catholics, will be able to join hands and sing with the Negroes in the spiritual of old, 'Free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, we are free at last.'" In my lifetime, I lived to see that mountain uprooted and tossed into the depths of the sea. And it happened through faith. God is able to remove the obstacles that God wishes to be removed. And the greatest obstacle of all, of course, the obstacle of sin. Like a mountain was sin, and God has removed that mountain, but at a cost. At a cost. In the night in which he was betrayed, Jesus took the bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it. He gave it to the disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you." Likewise, after supper, he took the cup. And again, after he had given thanks, he gave it to the disciples, saying, "Drink all of this, for this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." We invite you, one and all, to come to the altar this morning. And if you're a visitor, just relax. The ushers will get you to the altar. They will get you safely back. Everyone is invited. We embrace what we call the open table fellowship. The creator of every child upon the face of this planet is also the redeemer, the savior, the good shepherd of every child upon the face of this planet. So all are invited to his love. Accept that invitation and come forward as the ushers come forward to prepare for the communion. Dave, I'm going to have you also come forward, and you're going to assist me. Our Lord Jesus Christ, which was given for you, preserve your souls and bodies unto everlasting life. Take and eat this, and remember that Christ died for you. Feed upon him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. Blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, which was shed for you, preserve your souls and bodies unto everlasting life. Take and drink this in remembrance. Christ's blood was shed for you, and be thankful. Heavenly Father, no obstacle is too great for your power. Even if it looms before us like a mountain in our path, we partner with you, Lord God, and anoint us for your service to remove whatever obstacles that still lie in the paths of your children. That all may be blessed. In the name of Jesus Christ, we humbly pray. Amen. Now at this time, we join with disciples all around the planet as we return to the Lord our tithes and offerings. Let us pray together. Heavenly Father, even when our hearts are heavy and the spirit within us cries out in anguish, you invite us to take up instruments and sing songs of joyful memory. You are the one who never leaves us, O God of tender mercy. You alone can turn our tears of sadness into tears of joy. Use these offerings to turn shouts of despair into shouts of mirth and gladness. Bless these offerings that the world may know that you have the power to bring the dead back to life. In Christ we pray. Amen. Closing hymn for this World Communion Sunday, 580, Lead On, O King Eternal. You know, I should, forgive me, Linda, forgive me. You know, I appreciate it, Ted, and I thank Dave, too, Dave as well. You know what, I am remiss, Dick. I should give a footnote here, and I apologize. Yes, indeed, we normally have the pickle jar, but since we just had that for D. Stickley Minor, which, by the way, went to support the African church mission there, North Katanga, we did elect not to have it this Sunday. So my apologies, Ted, my apologies to you and to Dave and Linda to you. Thank you, Linda. Thank you. Jesus Christ, the communion, the fellowship with the Holy Spirit, rest, abide with us all now and forevermore. Amen.